So we got it's a Chaf Hey Amun Aleph. Did you get to the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the Mishnah Chaf Hey Amun Aleph says Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim. One of the more famous Mishnahs and Gemaras in Sukkah. Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim in Sukkah. People who are on the way to perform a mitzvah are pater on the way to a mitzvah are pater from performing Sukkah. Rashi gives some interesting examples. Rashi writes, Shluchei Mitzvah, this is much lower down towards the end of the narrow lines. Rashi writes, Shluchei Mitzvah are examples, Holchei Bederech Mitzvah, Kigon, Lul Motori, he's going to learn, or L'Hakpil Panei Rabo, he's going to meet his Rebbe, Uliftos Shvuim, or to go redeem Shvuim. All of them are mitzvahs. So when he's Osek B'Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah, the Gemara is going to explain the source of this. So the Achronim ask, I understand Lul Motori, I understand Liftos Shvuim, these things are really mitzvah deraisas. But what about L'Hakpil Panei Rabo, the Rabbim? That's not a mitzvah deraisa. So how could my going to visit my Rebbe in Yontif, or even Stam going to, yeah, that's being Yontif, we're talking about Sukkot, going to meet my Rebbe in Sukkot, how could that trump the Chiyuv deraisa of eating in the Sukkah? So the Aruch Haner writes, he says, oh, because we know anytime you listen to the Din Chachamim, it's kind of the Din of Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser is deraisa. You have to listen to the Chachamim. You can't turn right or left. You have to listen. So whenever I'm Mekayim Derban, it's really Kim Deraisa. Once I'm being Mekayim Deraisa Lo Sasser, that could exempt me from the mitzvah of Sukkah. And then the Aruch Haner suggests that really, okay, I'll grant you that it's only Medivrei Kabbalah. We learn the sources of Lach Pnei Rabba. We learn it later in the Masechta. That's only Medivrei Kabbalah, from the Nevi'im. But still, Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah in certain respects, and this respect, Osek B'mitzvah, Pater B'mitzvah, this qualifies as a Din D'Oraisa. The Bikur Yaakov writes, this is the Chidah, Chidah says, it is a Din D'Oraisa, because we learn it, and he has an interesting Joshua, and the Gemara never uses this Joshua in this context. It says, Es Hashem Lokecha Tira, you're supposed to fear Hashem. And the Gemara Darshan, what do you learn from Es? This is the famous where Rabbi Shimon was learning all the Esim, and he finally got to this one, he didn't know what to Darshan, so he left. He says, so what are you going to do with all the ones you made at Joshua? Just like I made a tzchar for being Dorish to S, I'm also going to get tzchar for being Porish from the S's. I'm going to held back. It's Lava Nivas, again, to step away from the Drushas. So you got a lot of tzchar for Prisha. That's where we get the Lashon of Jerisha of Prisha, the Mefarshim on the Torah. So he says, Es Hashem Lokech, Rabbi Kiva comes and saves Rabbi Shimon. He says, what do you mean? S comes to include fearing Tamid Chachamim. And the Gemara in Ksuvas talks about if you want to be Medavik B'Hashem, the Gemara, the Pasuk in Akiv says, you have to be Davik B'Hashem. How are you Davik B'Hashem? Hashem's Eish. Through fearing, through clinging to Tamid Chachamim, that's a way they are, the way the Netanya, too bad David's not here, the Tanya says that everyone's neshama is all connected to this grand, large neshama. So when you're being Davik with Tamid Chachamim, your mom is being Davik with the neshama of, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will. So either way, through all of this, the Bikur Yaakov explained that when you're l'hakpil pnei rabo, that's really a din deraisa because es Hashem lokecha when you show fear to tamid chachamim. And once it's the deraisa, we can understand why you're pater from the sukkah. And last answer from the Kovitch Shurim writes that no, you're right. No fancy lamdis. It's not deraisa. It's din derabanan to l'hakpil pnei rabo. So if it's only derabanan, how could I be exempt from Shema? As we'll see in the Gemara, he darshans based on the Gemara, that only when you're going to do your own reshus, when you're doing your own, walking the way for yourself, we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, then you have to do Shema. But if you're not doing it for yourself, you're either doing it for Chiv Deraisa, or even you're doing it for Chiv Derbanan, but you're not doing your own will, you're doing it because you listen to the Chachamim, that's not considered your own Derech, and therefore you're pater from mitzvahs. That will relate to the Gemara we're about to see. So the Mishnah continues and says, so again, Shluchei Mitzvah is pater min mitzvah, min sukkah rather. Cholin, somebody who's sick, umisham shayim, and the servants, the ones who are aiding the people who are sick, turim min hasukkah as well. They're also pater. We'll get to the reasons why. And then ochlin v'shosun arai chutz l'sukkah. Completely separate discussion, separate halacha is if a person eats or drinks temporarily, has a little snack, he's allowed to eat outside the sukkah. It's only when you're being kovei suda is there obligation to sit in the sukkah. So the Gemara says now. How do I know that Osik b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah? When you're going on the derech to do a mitzvah, you're pater from sitting in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, the Tanna Rabbanan, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you're sitting in your house, prat l'osik b'mitzvah. You're only sitting in your house when you're doing nothing, but when you're going doing a mitzvah, that's not b'shivtecha b'veisecha. Only when you're b'shivtecha b'veisecha do you have to say Shema, but when you're Osik b'mitzvah, you don't have to say Shema. U'b'lechtecha b'derech, what do you learn from those words? Prat l'chasen. To exclude a chassan, that a chassan, the night of his wedding, does not have to say Shema, he's pater. Mikan Amru, from here we say, Hakones es ha besula pater, ves ha almana chayev, The Gemara is going to explain the difference of who cares who he's marrying. He's nervous either way. He's osik b'mitzvah in nisuin. Either way, he should be patur. The Gemara will explain later on. But we see from here, though, that two different drashas of osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. So if you look at Rashi, what do you need two different things for? Once we establish osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah in general, why do we need a special pasuk in regards to the case of a chasan on the night of his wedding? So look at Rashi. This is the first wide line down in Rashi. He says, "V'lechtcha b'derech prat l'chasan." Even though we already learned, he's also, chasan of course is tarid in a mitzvah, and we already learned a pasuk from before, b'shitacha b'veisecha, it's three chilei treikra, you need two psukim, says Rashi. Why do you have a ksiv echad, if only had one pasuk, b'shitacha b'veisecha only, came in the chasan la behed yuksiv, b'kra, since chasan is not written explicitly, just generally mitzvahs, person's pater from doing other mitzvahs, have a mina l'ho pater kasev el tarich v'osem lacha mitzvah b'yadayim, Omahalch mitzvah. You would think only someone who's actively involved in a mitzvah. He's walking to go lahak b'pnei rabbo. He's walking to go learn Torah. But chasan shu yoshiv bati, just sitting there. But he's ve'ino osek el tar b'machshav bili. Just nervous about the first night. So then, but it's not actively involved. Maybe lo pater akasav. The pater made the Torah doesn't exempt a person whose mind is involved in the mitzvah. Only when the mice is involved in the mitzvah. Hilkach mikro yaseir, the extra pasuk. Ashminan comes to teach us the pater mikriyashma de tar b'machshavas meila. Even if you're being tarred b'machshava only in regards to a mitzvah, that too will exempt a person from another mitzvah. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says now, my mashma. So, my mashma Rashi is my high krav prat l'mitzvah. Why do you learn from this pasuk that this pasuk is talking about osik b'mitzvah pater b'mitzvah? The Gemara explained. Did I? Okay. Mikan Amr. From here we say, Hakonis es habasula pater ves halmanachai. From here we learn that a chasan depends who he's marrying. If he's marrying a basula, her first time marrying, so then he's going to be very nervous. They're both very nervous. It's their first time. But if he's marrying an amana, the Gemara is going to explain there won't be as much tirda because she's been married before. And therefore, a chasan would be chayiv in such a case. So my mashma, what do we learn? How do we learn from this pasuk of lecht chavaderech, how do we know from these psukim that this really refers to osik b'mitzvah is a pater from a mitzvah? So the Gemara explained, Amar Rav Huna, kiderech. The pasuk says uvelechtcha vaderech, ma derech rishus. Just like a person goes on the way, it's rishus, it's voluntary. Afko rishus. So too, any time he's doing something voluntary, he has to say shema because, of course, this pasuk, as we know, is talking about reciting kriya shema. Lafuke. This comes to exclude hi. This case. The b'mitzvah asuk that he's involved in the mitzvah. So only when you're in a derech, Rashi says ki derech holich b'derech schora, he's going on the way to make some money. So that's when you have to say shema. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, so then you would be pater from shema. One might learn from this Rashi that schora is not considered a mitzvah. Yigmar Mord Katan points out that a schora is considered a mitzvah. Depends what a schora is for. If schora is to make a living. To just get by, so that's a mitzvah. If the schor is to do the revacha, to make additional mitzvah, to have surplus, that's already beyond the mitzvah. Nothing wrong with it, but that would not exempt you from Shema. So, the Gemara says, Mi'akeng, lafuke hai de mitzvah asuk, mi lo askinan de ka'azil davar mitzvah, v'ka'ama rachman al likre? How do you know that maybe he's talking about he's on the way to do a mitzvah? How do you know derech means derech schor, derech rishis? Maybe he's going on the way to do a mitzvah, and yet the Torah still says, say Shema, regardless of what type of derech you're going on, you should always recite Shema. And to that, Gemara explains, Im Kain, if that was the case, Le Makra, the pasuk should have said, B'sheves, or B'lechas, when you go. What do you mean, V'shivtecha, V'lechtecha, Mai B'shivtecha, V'lechtecha, B'lechas didcha, Hidimachayeves, when you're going on your way, with the way that path that you want to choose. That's when you have to dehud mechayevus. That's when you're chayv in Shema. Habalechas de mitzvah. When you're not going on your decision, you're going because the Torah tells you to. You're going to do a mitzvah. Then petiras. Then you're pater. So that's what he was explaining before. That Rav Achan and Wasserman was explaining. That's why lahak b'pnei rabbo is pater. Although einachanami, you're only being mekayim adin derabanan. It's still not rishuscha. It's not going on lechtecha your way. You're going on the way that the chachamim tell you to go on. So you only have to say it when you're going on your own path, not on somebody else's path. So according to this Svara, says the Gemara, Ihach, if that's the case, that whenever you're going on the derech of a mitzvah, you should be pater in Shema, Ihachi, afilu kones es ha-hamana, nami. So too, when a chasan's marrying an amana, he's being involved in a mitzvah. he should also be pater in reciting Shema. So Gemara says, Kones es habesula tarid, Kones almana lo tarid. So Rashi doesn't explain exactly what the tirid is. I think it's machlokas Rishon, the Gemara is elsewhere. I think Rishon talking about it elsewhere. But it could be about the bilas mitzvah. I think many say that when it comes to basula, the first tashmish is considered bilas mitzvah based on the Gemara and Ksubis. So you're making her, the Gemara that explains, you make her now into someone who's able to have children. Now, Mana, who's already been married before, that first B is not considered a BS mitzvah. Others explain no, because since Almana has been married before, so she's comfortable, she'll make the chasen comfortable. And he won't be so much cheered, they won't be so nervous, as opposed to Basula. This is her first time, so therefore they'll both be nervous, and we care more about him at this point, he'll therefore be nervous and be tarred by machshava of the mitzvah of Bia, and therefore he's pater from reciting Kriyat Shema. Now the Gemara says, V'chol heicha de tarid, hachanami de pater? Is it true whenever a person's tarid, his mind is elsewhere, he's pater for mitzvah, so a person who's always worried, he doesn't have to say mitzvahs. Elamiata. Tava b'sfinasa b'yam. He has a boat out to sea, and he hears that it sinks. And he's all nervous now. He's worried. He lost all this money. So he should be pater from a mitzvah, from reciting Shema. Hachanami de pater, the Gemara says. V'chitema hachanami. If you're going to say, yes, he's pater, you're right. Anytime there's tirda, anytime there's the guy's worried, he's pater from reciting Shema or any other mitzvahs. So, but v'chitema hachanami, v'ha amarav ada barzavda amarav. The statement is, avel chai b'chol mitzvahs ha'amuros b'torah. Chutz minat filin sherei ne'mar per. So we have another mitzvah that certainly an avel who lost a loved one is tarred. His mind is elsewhere. He's very worried, very sad, very depressed. Yet we still say he's chayv in a mitzvah. So if an avel who has perhaps definitely good more reason to be sad and preoccupied, he's still chayv in a mitzvah. Certainly someone who has a financial loss, which of course is something big, but certainly someone who has a financial loss should not be pater for mitzvahs either. So we see tirda alone can't be the reason why a person's pater min a mitzvah. So what's the difference between an avel and a person whose boat sinks versus someone who's tarid b'mitzvah, the chasen, the night of the wedding? So the Gemara says, they'll tell you the difference. Hacha tarid tirda de mitzvah, chasen tarid tirda de rishus. Over here, when it comes to the chasen, the first night of the wedding, he's being tarid with a mitzvah. And at least it's a tirda connected to a mitzvah. But when someone's boat sinks or someone has an avel, there's no mitzvah of an avel to be tarred. It's a rishus. He has the obligation. He doesn't have the obligation. Rather, three lines from the bottom explains, Tir did the rishus. Shafa pisha hu chayv lehinno gabela shani'ila v'chit v'sicha. Laos kavod meso enu chayv lehistar. You're right. Part of the nihu gabela, he can't wear leather shoes, and he can't wash his body, and all these things he has to do. He has to do those things, but we don't require him to feel bad, to feel the pain. That's an emotional response, and it's understandable, but that's not an obligation to lehetzar. As opposed to, I guess you could say the same thing, but opposed to chasen, the night of the wedding, so the mitzvah of tashmish is a mitzvah, he's being tarred in the mitzvah. The tirda of the avel is not being tarred in the nihuga velus. He's not being tarred in being mekayim the nilas hasandal. He's not being tarred in rechita. His tirda is about he lost someone. But that tirda is not about the mitzvah. The mitzvah is separate. Mitzvah is how you respond to the mace. But the tirda is not about the mitzvah alone. So it's for that reason it's different. A velus and having a ship sink at sea is very different than the tirda involved in doing a mitzvah. Okay, so let's keep going now. So the Gemara says, "V'ha'osek mitzvah pater mitzvah mehacha nafka mehasum nafka." You think the source of osek mitzvah pater is from what we just said above of b'shivtecha b'vaseach v'lechtech v'aderech? I'll tell you another source, a different source that we use osek mitzvah pater mitzvah, which is the Tanya. V'ahi anashim hayu tamein lenefesh adam, and there were people who were tamein nefesh. They were tumas meis. I'll read the side. The rest of the pasuk says, "V'lo yachlu lasos a pesach b'yom ahu." They couldn't perform the carbon pesach that year, says the pasuk. They went to Moshe. What are we supposed to do? We feel left out. We want to do a carbon pesach. Moshe, discusses with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "Okay, you have been granted the carbon pesach sheni." So, who were these people who were tumas meis? So, Gemara says, "Osam anashim." These people who were tumas meis, mihayu. Who were they? So, the first opinion is, "No se aron no shal Yosef hayu divrei Reb Yosef Glim." Those who were carrying the aron of Yosef, the mitzvah of carrying Yosef commanded at his his brothers to pass on to generations to ultimately Moshe Rabbeinu, that his bones should be buried in Mitzrayim. But when they leave Mitzrayim, they should take the bones with them, Atzmas Yosef, to Klal Yisrael. So those who were involved in Aron Shel Yosef, which I guess was beyond Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Gemara says that while Klal Yisrael was busy getting all the gold and silver from Mitzrayim, Moshe was involved in the Osik B'Mitzvah, in that of carrying the Aron Shel Yosef. Now this implies that there were others involved also. I'm just thinking about this right now. In economics, other people helped Moshe, because Moshe were doing other, during the Moshe wasn't just standing holding the Aron all the time. He was going to Har Sinai. He was doing other things as well. So there must have been other times where other people were being involved in the Aron. Moshe, I guess, probably just exhumed the bones from the kever and then started the process. But beyond the way, I guess he passed it on to others. Anyways, that's according to Divrei Reb Yosi Glidi. Those people were the ones who were being involved, the Osik, in the Tumas Meis, the Aron of Yosef Atzadik. Rabbi Akiva argues and says, no, Omer Mishael Val Tzofen Hayu. Shayu Oskim B'Nadav V'Aviyu. When Nadav V'Aviyu had been killed in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan rather, they're the ones who were told to take them out. So, and therefore, they were the ones who were Tumas Meis, these two individuals alone. Rashi Tosos rather points out, look at Tosos, the top one, Mishael Val Tzofen Hayu. Vim Tomer, if you remember from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vim Tomer Ulman Damer Perk Dal Misos. Disreifa Mamishavu. That the it's in machok is what exactly happened to the bodies in Nadav V'Aviyu. One opinion says that there's the sreifa, the ash went right through their nose and burnt the neshama, but their guf was completely mikayim. And the other opinion says that they burnt mamish to nothing. So if you're going to say according to the opinion that was sreifa mamish, v'chein nami darish tosus continues b'taras kalanim akra on the pasuk they darish v'tochal ash osam they burnt them amay nitmu. Why were they tameh? There was nothing left. They are completely burnt. Yeshlomar Deshema Shilden Hayisa Kayemis Kilu Nisfa Agave Ktavla Kidam Parakama Pelas Mes Shinisraf Vashaldu Kayemis Tamim. They must have been burnt where this form of their body was still intact. It was like the whole body was black, but it was still intact. The Gemara Nida says that. So if it gets burnt but still intact, so then it's gonna be still Mtamim Mes. If it turns into ashes and gets dispersed, even though all the ashes might be present, so then that would be a different story. But this way, it was still intact, although burnt. That's how Tosa says. So, therefore, they were the ones who were involved in the Nadav V'Aviyu. These were the ones who were tameh, asking Moshe what to do for the Karban Pesach. And the third opinion is that of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Omer, im no se arona shel Yosef hayu. If you're talking about Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the ones who carried Yosef, kvar yu yochol nitar. They could have been mitar already. There's plenty of time. They didn't have to wait till last minute. We'll read Rashi in a second, the timeline. But they could have been tar way before the Karban Pesach. They wouldn't not have had the Shaila. And furthermore, im Mishal v'Altsofon you're talking about, hayu, yuchol and hayu l'tar, they also could have been mitar. They didn't have to wait till the last minute to ask the question. Ella, who is it? Oskin b'meis mitzvah. They're involved in a meis mitzvah. Just stam people on meis mitzvah. So look at Rashi. Go to the Rashi, five lines from the top. Im no se arono shel Yosef, o Mishal v'Altsofon hayu, yuchol and Hayu Latire. Sharei, he goes through the timeline now. Be'achar b'nisan who come a Mishkan, on Alf Nisan, the Mishkan went up. Visheni, lo, the second day of Nisan, Saraf Elazar Asapara. The second day they burnt Paraduma. Sheyazu al Timei Meisha Bahen Lasos Pishchein Betara. And they started sprinkling everybody. So you need 7 days for the process of being Metaher from the Tumas Meis. So from day two to day eight, you have 7 days. So the eighth of Nisan, you still have another 6 days until you dalid when you bring the Karban Pesach. So that's that part. Kedamar Masachas Gittin, I'm going to read through a few lines quickly. Shemona Parshios Nemru B'yom Shukam Mishkan of Paradum of Achasman. So the day when the Mishkan went up on the first day of Nisan, eight Parshios were said. One of the Parshios that were taught was Paraduma. So they knew about the Paraduma already then. Ube'echa B'nisan Hukam Mishkan V'hu Ches L'Miluim. This is the eighth day of Miluim, right? 7 days, last 7 days of Adar were the Miluim. Day eight was the first day of Nisan. That's when the Mishkan went up. Kedekaimelan Osayom Nato Esa Ataris. That day they took 10 crowns. Ubo Mesu Nadav V'Aviyu. And that very day they had died on Alf Nisan. Hilkach Merosh Chodesh Vat Pesach Hayu Yuchol Natar. They had 14 days to be Metaher. The ones who were involved El Mishal Vat Safon. The Kra Amar of Lo Yuchol. And the Pesach says they couldn't, but these people could have. Mishal Vat Safon could have been Tower. But no, say Arono, Shal Yosef. Nami kvar avru alein asar chadashim v'yoser 10 months passed since it became tame. Shlo naso misha chanu bahar chori brosh chodesh sivan. Once they got to Har Chorev, which is Har Sinai, they stopped moving for 10 months. They were there at Sivan, and the whole year went around. And the Aron just stayed there and came around Nisan. They were all in one place. Kedichse bayom azeh bo midbar Sinai. V'lo nasu misham ad esrim b'iyar. They didn't leave until 20th Iyar the next year, almost a full year later. Shoshana habad dichse vayiba shana hashenish bechodesh hasheni v'esim bechodesh. So they could have been tahor. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak knocks these two out of the ground. He says, listen, they could have been tahor. The pasuk says lo yochlu, they couldn't become tahor. So who was it? Says Rashi, tamei meis mitzvah. The stam of tumas meis mitzvah. The lav meis mitzvah dafka kama. Rashi says it's not a meis mitzvah. That meis mitzvah, when we use that term, it means someone who has no one to bury them. It doesn't really mean a meis mitzvah in its normal sense. Dafilu meisin nami meis mitzvah karilo. Even a stam person who dies and needs to be buried, that's called a mitzvah. It's not meis mitzvah, but still a mitzvah. The mitzvah lehisasik ben. There's a mitzvah to get involved. Kigon ha'amur beparshas kohanim shakohen metame bada. The kohen is metame. Not only does the kohen is he allowed to become tame when it comes to a karov, the kohen has to become tame. So that's what's referring to these people. Okay, all of that. Once we establish who that was, what does the Gemara say now? So look at back to the Gemara. Gemara says, Ella oskim b'meis mitzvahu. They're involved in a meis mitzvah. Shechal shviyah shelahen lios ber pesach. So we need 7 days to become Tahor from Tumas Meis. So their seventh day turned out to be Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach comes. That's when you shech the Karim Pesach. But these people are still Tamei, though. They're going to be Tahor by evening. But right now they're still Tamei. So they know what to do. They weren't able to shech them. This opinion thinks you cannot shech for somebody who is currently Tamei. Even though by evening, when it comes to the time of eating it, they'll be Tahor. This opinion, Rashi points out, is shechting it, you can't bring it. These people were stuck. And Shinemar, the Pasuk says, V'lo yachlu lasos a Pesach b'yomahu. That day they were not able to be makir of the Pesach. What do you mean b'yomahu, that day? B'yomahu e'en yichalon lasos, holomachar yichalon lasos. Only today, only in the seventh era of Pesach, they were not able to shecht it. But tomorrow, they would have been able to do the Karan Pesach had they waited just one more day. So these people were not able to do it because they were tamei. So what we see from here, though, is that maybe they should have refrained from doing the Meis Mitzvah. They should have calculated, wait a second, now today is the eighth day of Nisan. And if we're involved in bearing the mace, we're going to miss out on the Karim Pesach. So shouldn't we say, so why do we do it? Must be Osik B'Mitzvah. A person who's involved in burying the dead is part of the Mitzvah of Pesach. So it's a second Torah. Again, they should have calculated, today is day eight of Nisan. And they could think ahead, well, if we're going to do the Meis Mitzvah now, I'm not going to be able to perform Karim Pesach. So maybe I shouldn't do it. I have an obligation to do mitzvah, says the Gemara, no, Osik B'mitzvah involved in the mitzvah, and you're potter, you're completely exempt from doing the Karban Pesach. So you have two different sources, one's from here, Karban Pesach, and one's from the source of Shittach HaBeisach and Velech Tachav HaDerech. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what, you really need both Pesachim, Tzricha. D'yash Me'inan Hasam, if you just taught the Pesach there of the Karban Pesach, maybe there you are able to do the Meis Mitzvah and not worry about Karban Pesach. Why? There, the Karban Pesach never came about yet. You were involved in the Meis Mitzvah, and there's nothing to talk about. Day 8, there's no Chiv of Pesach, day 8, there's nothing to talk about. You could think ahead what's going to be, but the Maisa, there's no Chiv present. Aval, when it comes to the case of the Hacha, the Matas Man Kriyashma, Imalo, when it comes to this Man Kriyashma, maybe you should say that, no, Shema comes now, I have to do the Mitzvah. Okay, you're involved in, you're going to do Lahak B'Panei Rabbo. Or you go, it's a chasen the night of his wedding. But now the Shema comes, you should have to stop what you're doing and do the other mitzvah. Kamash Malan, therefore you need to teach that pasuk also. Now if the other way around, let's say you only had the case of Shema, Gemara says, V'yashminan hacha, mishum d'leka karis. When it comes to this case of Shema, okay, you miss out on Shema. Shema is, of course, very important. Kabbalah Ol Mechus Shemaim, Ol Mitzvah is very important, but if you don't say it, you don't say it. Not the biggest deal. The consequences aren't so bad. Aval Hasim, when it came to Karban Pesach, Dika Karis, Karban Pesach is one of the only two mitzvahs I say that Karis attached to it. So a person should say, wait a second, I shouldn't do Meis Mitzvah today because I'm going to be missing out on the Karis, the Karban Pesach, which has Karis later on. I should not do it right now. Malo, maybe you shouldn't do the Meis Mitzvah now. Tzricha, therefore you need both Pesukim. Each Pesach contributes something to the idea of Osik B'Mitzvah, Patim B'Mitzvah that the other one doesn't contribute. Therefore, both Pesukim are very necessary. Okay. One second. Okay. Interesting topic on this, as an aside here. in terms of the mace mitzvah and carrying the Aron of Yosef Tzaddik. So there's a discussion in the Achronim, very lemaisa, about there's a medrash that says that Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva was killed by the Malchus Harisha, so Eliyahu Navi was involved in the Kvura, says the medrash. He and his Talmud Rabbi Yeshua were involved in burying Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says to Eliyahu Navi, wait a second, aren't you a Kohen? How could you be involved in the burying of the dead? He says, come on, Rabbi Yeshua, don't you know that Ein Tuma B'Tamid Chachamim, Lo B'Tamidem? There's no Tuma when it comes to a Tzaddik like Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, there's not a problem. So the Ramban says, the Rashi, but many Rishonim and Nachronim say such a point. Now, the Tosis and Bab Metzia, a very interesting Gemara there. Eliyahu Navi comes, I forget who it's talking about, it doesn't even mention who he's talking to, but he came to someone who was in a base kvar, someone was in a cemetery for whatever reason, Rabbi Kiva, and then Eliyahu appears to him. And they have a whole discussion, and then the person says to Eliyahu, the whichever Amora was, aren't you a Kohen? How are you allowed to be in the base kvar? So he says to him, what do you mean? Did you learn all of Shas yet? He says, no. He said, well, I said, maybe you learned four of the Siddharma. You clearly didn't learn Tyros. We're standing in base kvaros of Nakum. And base kvaros of Nakum is not Matame Ba'ohel. I'm allowed to be here. So the Gemara, the Tosfos on the side there, asks about this case of Rabbi Kiva. And it says that, no, the reason why he was able to be involved in it because it was a Meis Mitzvah. Not because there's no Tumah to Tzadikim, because he's involved in a Meis Mitzvah. And no one else had to do with it, so that's where Eliyahu got involved. So it seems that Tosfos rejects the idea of the Medrash, that no, he could have answered Ein Tumah L'Tzadikim. Tosfos didn't take that approach. Tosfos thought, there is Tumah to Tumas Meis. And there's a whole discussion in the Achronim. Either way, they point to this Gemara, where the people who are carrying the Aron, obviously of Yosef Tzadik, so he, of all people, who is a tzaddik, should not have Tumas Meis. The fact that we're saying that people who carried the Aron were Tameh seems to prove that there is Tumah to the Kivrei Tzadikim. Some say, no, the only time there's no Tumah to Tzadik is only Bishas Kvura. But once you actually bury them, then there's Tumas Meis. So anyway, this seems to be one of the rites that point out whether or not it's true, if can a Kohen really go to the Kivrei Tzadikim or not. It's a big discussion. I know when people go to March of the Living after right before Pesach, when they come home from Eretz Yisrael, so some Rabbanim permit them to go to the Kivrei Tzadikim of the Noam Elimelech and others who were buried in Eretz Yisrael in Europe, and it's based on this discussion. Okay, the Gemara continues now and says, Gufa. The Gemara quotes a previously stated point that Amar Rabbi Abba Barzav Damar Rav. Ovel chai b'chol mitzvos hamuris b'Torah. Ovel has to do all the mitzvos in the Torah. He's not exempt from anything. And Onen is a person who's relative died and has not yet been buried, he's patur in all the mitzvahs. And Avil, after the burial, he's chayv in all mitzvahs. Chutz mitfilin, sheri nemar behen pe'er, except for tefillin, because the pasuk says pe'er, midamar le'rachmana li'chezkel, Akash Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, pe'ercha chavush alecha, you should put on chavush on pe'ercha, you should put the chavush, the strappings on your forehead, Atu de Mechayev, as you, Yechezkel, you're chayv to wear of Chuliyama Pater, but other Avelim are Pater. You learn a lot of psukim, the Mori Katan learns a lot of drushes and halachas of Avelus from Yechezkel. So certain things we say to Yechezkel, don't do this. You don't do this, but a normal Avel should do this. So these are one of the examples we say you should wear tefillin, but everybody else should not wear tefillin. The Gemara says, V'hani mila biyom arishon, it's only true on day one that you're potter from wearing tefillin. D'ksiv achrisak yomar, that the strongest bitterness of the death appears, it happens on day one. So day one, you can't wear tefillin. You can't wear the glory of Hashem on your head because you're so sad. That's only on day one. But beyond that, a person is chayv to wear tefillin. So Gemara says, similar to Dinim of Avelus. Oh, wait. There's one Rashi I wanted to see here. Where did Rashi go? Oh, it's Rashi Moed Katan. That's my Okay, so the Rashi Moed Katan asks, what do you mean, Avel's Asr in Talmud Torah? We just said Avel's Chayv in all mitzvahs except for Tefillin. Why isn't Talmud Torah on the list? He can't learn. So Rashi answers that he when the Gemara made this statement, it's referring to general mitzvahs that have no simcha attached to it. But certainly, any mitzvah such as Talmud Torah, which has simcha attached to it, it's usher. An avel can't do certain things, let's say hakafos. Hakafos aren't really mitzvah, but they talk about not doing hakafos while in simchas Torah. So any mitzvah that has a simcha attached to it, avel's einachnami is pater. It wasn't talking about simcha dika mitzvahs. That's pashut, he doesn't do. We're only talking about mitzvahs that don't have simcha attached to it. That's why Talmud Torah wasn't on the list. Ramban says, no, he's chayv in mitzvahs, Talmud Torah. He's just mekayim it through Shema in the morning, Shema in the afternoon. He's mekayim it. It's just the additional mitzvahs of Talmud Torah he doesn't have to do. But in Echanami, he is required to do Talmud Torah at least twice a day through the reading of Shema. And the Archoner says also, he's not entirely exempt from Talmud Torah. He's supposed to learn. He just has to learn certain things. He has to learn Dvam Haraim, Iyov, and certain sugyas in Avelus, and the Moikatan, and a sugya about Kamsa Bar Kamsa, and Gittin, certain things he's allowed to learn. So he's not entirely exempt, and that's the reason. So the three different reasons why Talmud Torah was not on this list here. The Gemara says, related to an Avel, Amar Rebbe Abba Bar Zavd, Amar Rav, Avel Chai B'Sukkah. But Avel's Chai B'Sukkah. Pshit the Gemara, it's obvious. We just said it before that Avel has to do all the mitzvahs. Why would you think otherwise that he's Pater Miyasukkah? Says the Gemara, Ma'al Desema, what would you have thought? Since we know the concept, that person who's mitzayer, who's being troubled, who's uncomfortable being in the sukkah, let's say it's raining. If it's raining, you're mitzayer, you go inside. If it's buggy, it smells, it's too hot, you go inside. So maybe you would think, hi, nami mitzayer, who, avil is also mitzayer, he's going through a lot of pain. He should also be pater from the sukkah. Kamash milan, no, there's a difference. Hanimila de tsar de mimela. We're only pater when it's a tsar mimela, an external tsar that you can't control. You can't control the rain, you can't control the heat, you can't control the bugs or the smell. Avahacha iuha de kamitsar nafshe. This is an internal struggle, an internal pain that he's causing himself. He has to try to, you know, relax himself and become comfortable, which he has control of. So he's supposed to do that. That people sometimes have trouble thinking, what do you mean? Person feels a certain way, how are you able to control that? It's not fair. Aren't emotions something natural? So to that, people respond, no, they look at the last of the Aseret HaDibros, Lo Sachma. Lo Sachma means don't covet, don't desire somebody else's house or somebody else's car. What do you mean? It's a really nice car, it's a really nice house. How do you expect me not to like it? That's my natural feeling. The point is, a person is able to control his feelings. Although we think sometimes we can, it is in the control. It might be hard, but once you convince yourself, and with the right, proper frame of mind, a person can control his feelings as hard as, and I'm not saying it's easy, to do this, but even when a person's an avel, and you probably shouldn't say this in avel when he's going through this, but for those who know about this, a person should try to control himself as best as possible, as hard as it is, to perform the mitzvahs of something like sukkah. Then the Gemara continues and says, V'amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavd amar Rav, Chasan v'ashoshvinim, the Chasan and all his friends, his whole grouping, and the chuppah, everybody involved in the chuppah, everyone part of the whole wedding party, p'turim min ha-sukkah, kol shiva, they're all exempt from sukkah the entire 7 days of sheva brachos. My time, what's the reasoning? B'shem debay l'mechta, they have to be misamech, the chasam v'kala, they're involved in the mitzvah of misamech, chasam v'kala. So Gemara says, what's the big deal? So, I lost the place for a second. So, lichli b'sukkah, lichli b'sukkah. So, meishi in the sukkah, and mi mesamech in the sukkah. So, we'll just move the whole wedding party into the sukkah. Have a large sukkah, and everyone fits in, then everything will be great. Moshe says that doesn't work because ein simcha el b'chuppah. The simcha can only take place in the chuppah where they got married. That's the only place. Now, there's all toasts about this. What do you mean, though? So, all the shara brachos has to take place in that same wedding hall. Gets quite expensive to rent it for 7 nights. So Tosafot discusses that a little bit, but just for now, let's take the simple reading of the Gemara. Wherever the chuppah took place, wherever the wedding took place, that's where all the shev brachos have to take place. So you can't have the simcha in the wedding hall and then have the shev brachos in the sukkah. It's not in the same location. And Gemara says, what do you mean? So maybe lichtei b'chuppah. Sorry, lichtei b'sukkah v'lichtei b'chuppah. So maybe do the following. Eat in the sukkah and have the simcha in the wedding hall. So you got married in Terrace in the Park. That's where I got married. So you have a simcha there. You get married there. And then it's sukkahs. So then you go back for shav brachos, and then you go eat the suda in the sukkah, and then you go back for the shav brachos in the wedding hall, and you go back to eat in the sukkah. You go back and forth. What's the big deal? The Gemara says, no, because ain simcha el b'makom suda. You can't be mesamech without food. We're Jews here. So you can have the dancing in terrace in the park and then go back to the sukkah with the food outside. Doesn't make sense. You have to have the food where the simcha is. And the simcha has to be where the food is. You can't separate the two places. So v'lahav de chuppah b'sukkah. So why not make the chuppah in the sukkah? Get married in the sukkah. And then this way, your wedding hall is your sukkah. And you go back every single night for the shabbat brachos and you eat there and everything deals. And that's great. The Gemara says, Abai Amar, that doesn't work. Mishum yichud. You can't have the chuppah in the sukkah because of yichud. What's the problem of yichud? So you look at Rashi, Mishum yichud. This is 6 lines from the bottom, the first words. Mishum yichud. The stam sukkah hayu osim begagosan. Like in Eretz Yisrael, the stam sukkah was made on the rooftops. Vein derech biyav yitzia sham lirabim tamim mipnei atarech. People are not going to frequent there. It's up and down the stairs, all the way to the roof. A lot of people won't go there. Maybe the chassan is going to have to go to the bathroom. So there's no bathroom on the roof, so he leaves the roof. And then she's all by herself up in the sukkah, and no one goes there, but maybe one crazy person is going to go up there by himself, and there's going to be a yichud problem with the kala and some random guy. So therefore, you cannot make the chuppah, you can't have the chassan and kala stay in the sukkah on top of the roof. Rav Amar Mishum Tzar Chassan. What's a tzar chassan? Rashi explains. This is 4 lines from the bottom. Tzar chassan, shehamakom tzar. It's very small. They didn't have big sukkahs. It's a very small area. Upasuch shein la'ela shlosh defanos. It wasn't a 4-walled chashuv sukkah like we have. It's 3 walls. Completely open on one side. Ubosh la'sachakim kasa. He's going to be very embarrassed to be with his kala. People could see inside. So that's the reasoning why. And therefore, we're kind of stuck. And so since you can't make the chuppah in the sukkah, and so therefore the chuppah has to be in the wedding hall. And you can't make the chuppah and the eating separate. You can't eat in the sukkah separate from the wedding hall. Therefore, all the eating has to take place where the chuppah is. And that's not going to be in the sukkah. So it's for that reason that the chassan and all the whole entire wedding party are all pater min ha-sukkah for these reasons. Mara says, now, my b'nai, what's the difference between, what's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Abaye again said the reason why there's no chuppah in the sukkah because of yichud. And Rava said the reason is because of tzar. What's the nafkamina? Says the Gemara, my b'nai, ikka b'nai, d'shchichi inshi d'nafki v'ayli l'hasam. Let's say it's a place where people actually do frequent. People are going in and out. So the Gemara says, clearly, l'man damar mishim yichud leka. If it's the problem of yichud, well, there won't be yichud here because even when the chassan goes to the bathroom, a lot of people are coming back and forth to the sukkah. There's not a concern that the kala is going to be left alone with somebody else. L'man damar mishim tzar chassan ikka. If it's because of tzar, so there's going to be a lot of tzar there. He's still going to have even more embarrassed with people coming in and out. He's going to be very embarrassed to talk and be with his wife. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, ana achli b'sukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. You know, Rabbi Zera argued on the entire Gemara above. He says, you know what? I ate in the sukkah, and I was chadi, I ate simcha in the chuppah. I ate them 2 separate places. V'kol shekein, but the ka'abdi tartin. I was even more happier because I was able to mekayim 2 mitzvahs. I was able to mekayim simcha chasim v'kala. And mitzvahs nesu'in, Rashi says, I was also able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So that seems to be how we paskin, that you can separate the chuppah and the suda and mekayim both mitzvahs of sukkah and nesu'in. Okay. Maybe I'll point out, actually, one interesting thing here I'll point out. We still have a lot of time. The Gemara talks about, why is an avel chayav b'sukkah? Going above, a few lines above, Pnei Yeshua asks, why is an avel chay b'sukkah? If he's asked to be with his wife, while he's an avel, those are one of the nihu gavelos, asr b'tashv shemitah, shukain tadiru. You have to live the way you live in the house is the way you're supposed to live in the sukkah. So if he's asked to be with his wife, so he should be pater from the sukkah. He can't live in the normal way he lives. So he says that's the same reason why the Gemara in Erechin says that Kohen is pater min ha-sukkah, since he's asked to be with his wife, b'shas avoda. So he can't be in the sukkah because he can't be mekayim teishu kain tadiru. So to hear also, since the avel is asur to be with his wife, he shouldn't be chayv in the sukkah.
But
so
this sukkah is not causing it. Then we say that just like it has to be mishum zina, mishum chama, we said his tsar. It's not something that's been caused by the sukkah.
Well, this would be a question also for the kohanim then. The kohanim who are asur to be the wives during shas avoda. So this is not a patur in mitzayir though. It's different. Mitzayir with the patur has to be an external one. This is a p'tur of teishu kain tadiru. You can't live the way you normally live.
But it's not the sukkah causing you. It's not the sukkah preventing you from living the way you normally live. You're saying once your life is not playing out in the manner it typically plays out, then mimela sukkah falls away because there's no.
Yeah. It's the Rishonim talk about this, and the poskim, even the Ramah talk about that. one of the heterim, I think the Ramah says, that in Europe where it's so cold that you didn't have to sleep in the sukkah, is because the wife's not going to sleep with you in the sukkah because it's so cold for her, then you can't.
That I get, because that's the sukkah causing the problem. In other words, in the sukkah, you can't do teshuvah taduru, mashen kain, you can live normally outside the sukkah. In this case, if the kohen is either way can't be with his wife, the other either way cannot be with his wife. So I don't see why teshuvah kain taduru plays a role.
Because you can't live your normal life.
But do you see how it's different than if the sukkah is preventing you from living normally? Because
yes, no, certainly, I 100%. This is a different definition of not. It's not pure in the definition of a sukkah. It's I cannot. You're supposed to have everything. What you do in the house can be done in the sukkah. If it's a sukkah that can't.
But in your house, you can't do it. It's you're actually living the same way you'd be living in your house.
So that's one of the answers for an avel. This is kain taduru for him during. I mean, if it was a different case, a person who's mutter to be with his wife. And the sukkah prevents that from happening, so then in a chanami, that would be a ptur. But in this case, since it's an avel, in his current state, it would be usur to be with his wife, so therefore this is his teshuvah kain to do it, and that's why he is chayv in the sukkah. That's one of the answers he says.
But you said the Gemara says that kohen is pater with the avoda. It doesn't really answer that. So.
Why? So the difference is because one answer he says, I'll go through the answer. One answer he says, kohanim are usur midiraisa. And Avel is only asa midirabanan to be with his wife. So that's one. So it's really, he's really mutter midiraisa. And really, midiraisa is considered teshu king, to do. Second answer he says, an Avel is chayiv in the regel. And on a regel, an Avel is only knowing dvarm shabitsina, not dvarm shabitsina. So even in the chanam, he's asa b'tashmish because dvarm shabitsina. But if he doesn't go to the sukkah, it's going to turn into something dvaram shefahesia, which is usher to do avelis on regel befahesia. So therefore, he has to stay in the sukkah, even though lemaisa it's usher to have tashmish in the sukkah because it's dvaram shebetzina. He can't not stay in the sukkah because it's going to become something dvaram fahesia, and that's why he has to stay in the sukkah. Now, the last answer, I think, what you were saying. Right, the last thing he was saying, so to let's say a woman who an isha who's in nida during sukkah, does that mean that they can't he shouldn't stay in the sukkah during that week? He says no, because that's during that term, during that moment. So they're also to be with each other. So that is teshu kain taduru, as opposed to the kohanim. He says that they're always also to be with an isha sayim. I'm not sure the difference actually. Now I gotta look at that one up. I'm not sure. Okay. An interesting question. That last answer, I'm not sure, but interesting. Okay, so stop here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.